One of the things I love about the Beatles, for example, is that every tune has a very unique sound design. As soon as you hear that guitar, but if you took out the notes, you'd already know it's that song just because of that sound, and I really like that approach, you know.
Patrick Watson's music is easily distinguishable from other bands out today because of his close attention to textured sound. He and his band are constantly on the lookout for new ways to create unique sounds, whether that be through the use of pots, pans, bicycles, or accordions. Everything is fair game for this Canadian four-piece. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Like many musicians, Patrick Watson began his career in the church choir. From there, he went on to study piano, composition, and arrangement while in school. And then after all that classical training, naturally, he went and started a ska band. Around the same time, he started experimenting with electronica and ambient music, and then a trip to Vietnam broadened his musical horizons even more. Exposure to different types of sounds had a profound effect on him, and upon his return, he decided to put together a chamber pop quartet. Luckily, finding the right players was easy. He recruited his college buddies, Mishka Stein and Robbie Kuster, to play bass and drums, and then got his old ska bandmate, Simon Angel, to handle the guitars. The band are now on their third album, called Wooden Arms, and touring for the new record has brought them all over the world and introduced them to some very interesting characters. As Patrick Watson told FUV's Eleanor Kagan.
We're in the Deep South, and then the Christian band, the church wanted to bring us in and stay at their place and feed us dinner. Or the guy picked us up on the side of the highway in Fargo after we crashed.
Tony Lafayette.
He was an amazing guy. And we had just totaled our van and snowing out right outside of Fargo, kind of where they buried the money in the film. That's about where we totaled our van. And then he picked us up and brought it. Anyways, you know, stuff like that. It's hard to say in a quick interview, but like
yeah.
that. But or the best ones in New Orleans, that blues musician. What was his name again? It was Lafayette as well, no?
Coco Robichaud.
Coco Robichaud. He was an amazing character. He was like a old kind of great blues man and played with all these fantastic musicians. And then at the end of the night, he started like, I don't know, have you ever seen the film Lord of the Rings where they start giving out those weird like magical trinkets and stuff?
Yeah, sure.
He started like, and for you, the bass drawer, this is a stone that will always point you to the right direction. And it's like, he started like, it felt like we're in that scene of Lord of the Rings. They're like, okay, what am I going to get? Like an invincible cloak? This is good, you know? So it's hard to say. I don't know. I can't, you know. But it's fine. There's fantastic characters in this country. It's incredible. There's a lot of color here, you know?
There was a house halfway around the world. I was inviting him for a small taste of gin. There was a hall a thousand birds long, but the biggest one of all was in a cage too small. I asked a caretaker, cause he was a maker. Looked at me and laughed, took another sip from his glass and said, open up your ears and hearts. You put a pig butt in a small cage and I'll sing you a song. That we all love to sing along to the sound of the bird that mourns.
So what's the next song you're going to play?
We're going to play Fireweed.
Cool. What can you tell me about this song?
This tune we wrote in Iceland. And I don't know, it's hard, it's weird talking about lyrics, you know, you make that up for yourself. But when I think, when I hear the tune, it makes me think about being in that studio in Iceland. Iceland's one of the most, like, strangest, amazing landscape countries. Like, really, this exists? Everything's, like, jaw-droppingly strange.
So is fireweed something that happens to grow in Iceland?
No, but fireweed is a plant that grows after the first forest fire. And it is a very young island, I guess, just a lava, you know, just not really even many insects there yet. It's like the Land Before Time mixed with like Lord of the Rings mixed with like the Flintstones. I don't know.
Bye.
Live music from Patrick Watson and the song Fireweed from the new record Wooden Arms. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.